Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 72 degrees in Richland Center right now under cloudy skies. Forecast mostly cloudy and humid. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely through midday. And it looks like it outside right now. In the news, County Road I from Maxwell Hill Road to Hawkins Creek Road will be closed today from 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. for culvert replacement. This is in Westford Township, County I, from Maxwell Hill to Hawkins Creek, closed today from 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Also, starting August 17th, the Richland County Highway Department will be doing some repairs on Highway 14 East. This work will start Monday, August 17th at 7 a.m. and last through August 20th, which is Thursday, at 4 p.m. This work will take place between Highway 58 heading west to Jelland Lane. The right lane will be closed between those two roads. For more information, call Lonnie Hatch at 608-604-7623. It is primary election day in Wisconsin. The matchup of Madison Democratic Socialist State Representative Francesca Hong and Governor Tony Evers endorsed Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley will bring national attention to a Democratic governor's primary, which also includes State Senator Kelda Royce and former Evers Cabinet Secretary Joel Brennan. There are also primaries for U.S. House and state legislative seats and local elected offices. Polls opened at 7 a.m. and stay open until 8 p.m. tonight. Remember, this is a partisan primary. You can vote for Democratic candidates or Republican candidates. You cannot mix on this ballot. Good luck to all the candidates, as we had Rebecca Cook and Emily Berge on the air for you multiple times in that hotly contested race. Super registration for the Richland School District will be held today from 1 o'clock until 7 o'clock at the Richland Center High School. Super registration gives students an opportunity to register for the upcoming school year. Students who will be new to the district are especially encouraged to attend so you can get enrolled. During the event, there will be staff members on hand to assist parents and their children who will be attending Richland School District this year. There will be representatives from various groups and organizations in attendance to answer questions about transportation, extracurricular activities, sports, and more. Also at the event, there will be class pictures taken, school pictures taken, school tours, a food truck, and more. You can find out more about super registration on the district website or by calling the district office at 608-647-6106. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has joined a coalition of lawmakers in a firm stand against a recent proposal by the Environmental Protection Agency to rescind critical drinking water protections. The opposition centers on the EPA's plan to eliminate federal public health limits on specific PFAS chemicals, often referred to as forever chemicals. Baldwin and her colleagues argue that such a move would expose millions of Americans to unsafe levels of toxins, which are scientifically linked to severe health outcomes, including kidney and testicular cancer, thyroid disease, and developmental harm in children. The group of senators emphasizes that the rollback directly contradicts the Safe Drinking Water Act, specifically its anti-backsliding provisions, intended to ensure public health protections remain robust once established by scientific evidence. By delaying compliance for PFOA and PFOS standards until 2031 and removing limits for other variants, the administration's proposal is seen as a major step backward. Lawmakers highlighted that these standards were the result of decades of research and advocacy, and that weakening them now would penalize communities that have already invested resources into remediation and compliance planning. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to announce the addition of Dr. Austin Ewart to its orthopedic surgery department. Bringing a wealth of expertise and a passion for rural medicine, Dr. Ewart is set to enhance the specialized care available to the local community. He recently completed his intensive orthopedic surgery residency at Michigan State University, McLaren Oakland in Pontiac, Michigan, where he gained significant experience in general orthopedics and high-volume surgical procedures. Dr. Ewart was drawn to the region by the opportunity to practice broad-based orthopedics while fostering deep, multi-generational relationships with his patients. He expressed great enthusiasm for the welcoming culture of the hospital and the scenic beauty of the surrounding area, noting that providing a full spectrum of care in a rural setting was a primary goal for his career. His arrival is seen as a major step forward for the facility, as he will work alongside established surgeons to expand access to essential services like sports medicine and joint replacements. Community members can look forward to meeting Dr. Ewart soon, as he is scheduled to begin seeing patients in mid-September. The hospital has already opened scheduling for his initial clinics, allowing residents to secure appointments in advance. With his commitment to patient-centered, high-quality care, Dr. Ewart is poised to become an integral part of the healthcare team and the community at large. U.S. Senators Ron Johnson and Rand Paul have released a significant text chain from Dr. Anthony Fauci's government-issued cell phone, shedding light on private discussions regarding the COVID-19 vaccine. The document, produced by the Department of Health and Human Services on August 5th, reveals a conversation between Dr. Fauci, Rochelle Walensky, and Vivek Murthy from January 2021. This specific exchange centers on the potential risks the injection might pose to pregnant women during their first trimester. In one of the most notable messages from the chain, Dr. Fauci expressed a theoretical concern that the significant cytokine storms and fevers often observed after the second dose of the vaccine could be associated with miscarriages. This internal dialogue occurred at a time when public health guidance was being formulated, and the senators suggest that such information is vital for the principle of informed consent. The release represents only a small fraction of the data recovered from the device, which contains over 34,000 text messages and hundreds of voicemails. The senators and their staffs are currently undertaking a comprehensive review of the remaining data to ensure that relevant public health information is disclosed while respecting the privacy of unrelated personal communications. Investigation into the device has already noted some irregularities, such as the fact that nearly all contacts are identified only by phone numbers rather than names. As the review continues, Chairman Johnson and Chairman Paul have committed to releasing further information to the public as it becomes available. Senator Howard Markwein has been officially named the 2026 Legislator of the Year by the Wisconsin State Fire Chiefs Association. The prestigious award was presented Friday, August 7th at the Platteville Fire Station by a delegation including WSFCA President Chief Steve Denzian, Vice President Robert Goplin, and Platteville Fire Chief Ryan Simmons. The recognition highlights Senator Markwein's extensive efforts to support fire departments across the state. During the 2025 through 2027 legislative session, Markwein championed significant legislation, including 2025 Wisconsin Acts 35, 36, and 212, which aimed to expand training options and increase funding and flexibility for local departments. He also authored 2025 Wisconsin Act 197 to enhance protections for fire department personnel against job-related threats. Furthermore, Markwein was a key leader in securing long-term state budget funding for specialized units such as Wisconsin Task Force 1 and Regional Hazardous Materials Response Teams. Expressing his gratitude, Senator Markwein noted that local fire departments are the first to answer the call during emergencies, and he remains committed to being a reliable voice for them in the legislature. Chief Denzian praised Markwein as a strong advocate who has provided instrumental tools and sustainable funding to ensure the safety and effectiveness of Wisconsin's emergency responders. In its latest major philanthropic effort, Alliant Energy and the Alliant Energy Foundation have announced the distribution of more than $708,000 in community grants. This second cycle of the year benefits a diverse array of causes and nonprofit organizations throughout Iowa and Wisconsin, targeting four key pillars of community well-being: safety and engagement, hunger and housing, environmental stewardship, and workforce readiness. A significant portion of the funding, exceeding $130,000, was directed toward community safety and engagement. These grants reached 40 different communities, providing essential support for first responder organizations, including police, fire, and EMS departments. The funds are earmarked for vital equipment purchases and upgrades, as well as local events like fairs and festivals that foster stronger community connections.